Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.
It's been quite a week in the Pflugerville Ocean, and we're glad you're back.
First, we had to send Zogzilla the sea monster back to Balzar.
And then we got the Word-O-Matic from Lucy Wow.
The Word-O-Matic translates sea creature language into human language so we can understand each other.
It's the perfect tool for the Whale of a Tale team. Now we can help sea creatures with any problem they come up with.
Like Sally Seahorse, who needed us to build a barn to protect Seahorse Town from underwater storms.
I wonder what sea creature is going to need our help today. It could be anyone.
Our routine ocean checklist has us visiting the Seal Cove today. Let's head over there and see if there are any seals that need our help.
Good plan. Setting course for Pflugerville Seal Cove.
Passing through Stingray Bay.
And the Coral Reef.
Seal Cove dead ahead. Slow down, Atlas.
Entering Seal Cove.
Let's take the sub to the surface. Looks like most of the seals are sunbathing on the rock island.
Heading skyward.
Setting the Word-O-Matic to seal.
Seal.
Opening hatch. I've got this handy portable transmitter so we can still understand what the seals are saying.
A beautiful day at sea. Come on, let's see who we can see.
Zeus, keep an eye on the sub. They're too far away to translate.
It sounds like they're upset about something. Let's get one of them over here. Hey, Seal, can you swim over to the sub?
Hello there, Seal. What's all the hubbub about?
Stan the Seal is missing. We think he may have gone to find a desert island.
Why would Stan the Seal do that?
Stan was complaining about all the noise, but we didn't think he'd actually leave. He could be in trouble out there all by himself.
And you think he went to the desert island?
It's the quietest place in the Pflugerville Ocean, but it's not easy to find. He's probably lost at sea.
Sounds like a job for the Whale of a Tale team.
And that's me, Atlas, and Xavier. We're the Whale of a Tale team.
Well, if you can find Stan, we'd really appreciate it. And tell him we won't be so loud so he'll come back.
We're on the case. Come on, Atlas, let's go find us a missing seal.
It's a plan. I'm glad we did a routine check at Seal Cove today. Turns out they really needed us.
Yep, but a desert island? It could be anywhere. I don't remember seeing one. Do you?
Nope. We're going to have to ask around. Come on, let's get this mission underway.
Let's start at the coral reef. Maybe some of the the fish know where the desert island is.
Good plan, since we're approaching the coral reef right now. Whoa! That's a lot of fish!
Yeah, they love the coral reef. Setting word-o-matic for fish.
Fish.
Howdy there, fishies of the coral reef.
Hello.
We're searching for a lost seal named Stan. Have you seen him anywhere around here?
Stan stopped by the other day. Said he was searching for the desert island.
That's what we thought. Do you know where the desert island is?
Nope. But you can find the otters. They know the way. But I'd be careful with the otters. They're troublemakers.
Otters are troublemakers?
Oh, sure. Everybody knows that.
The ocean is a strange place.
Even stranger than I thought.
Good luck.
The otters always stay in the bay close to Pflugerville. Let's see if we can find them.
Let me do all the talking. They're crafty.
Hey, I'm crafty.
If you say so, just be careful what you say. We need to find this desert island and rescue Stan the Seal. And the otters might be the only ones that can help us.
According to my mapping system, we're approaching the bay next to Pflugerville. And just as I suspected, we found the otters.
Setting word-o-matic to otters.
Otters.
Hello, otters. We're looking for the desert island. You wouldn't happen to know how to get there, would you?
Whoa, is that submarine talking to us?
That's not a submarine, it's a tiny whale.
Actually, we're people inside the submarine.
Hey, I want inside the submarine.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Can we come in and have a look around?
I don't think we should let two otters in here. That seems like a bad idea.
But if we let them in, maybe they'll tell us how to find the desert island.
True. Okay, you can come in, but don't touch anything.
Submarine, here we come.
Opening outer hatch. Chamber full.
Two otters inside the chamber.
Releasing water. Hang on to the handles in there, otters. Opening chamber door.
Hi, otters. This is Xavier. I'm Atlas. Oh, and this is Zeus, our cat.
Okay. This is pretty cool.
I know, right? Let's have a look around.
What's this thing do?
Don't pull that lever!
Too late!
Fun sound!
You can't just pull the alert lever. That's the signal that we're in trouble.
What's this thing do?
They pushed the turbo booster!
We're really moving now! I like the turbo booster!
We're headed straight for the side of Pflugerville.
This is very exciting. Hit the button again.
Double turbo power.
We're gonna crash!
Yeah, do that. Let's crash!
Ah! Well, we've managed to let two otters into the submarine, and they've set a crash course for the side of Pflugerville. You take a quick break while I try to turn off the turbo booster. Come right back.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step away from that button, Otter!
I will not.
Push it again!
Don't push it again!
I'm pushing it again.
Get to the wheel and turn this thing, Atlas!
Trying!
Submarines are fun!
I agree.
Hang on, everyone! Sharp turn coming in 3, 2, 1!
You did it!
Turbo boosters powered down.
What's this thing do?
Don't touch that! That otter opened the hatch!
We're taking on water!
Closing bay door!
Like a lake in here. I love it.
Setting pump system.
Water being emptied back into the Pflugerville Ocean.
Bummer. The lake dried up.
Okay, listen, you two. We're looking for the desert island. Do you know where it is or not?
That depends. Will you let us drive?
Hey, I want to drive.
Otters don't know how to drive a submarine.
Sure we do.
We definitely do.
I don't think we have much of a choice here, Atlas. We're going to have to let them drive.
But they're otters!
Hey, look! They're driving!
Can I drive the submarine into the coral reef?
Yeah, do that.
Do not drive the submarine into the coral reef. Drive it into the desert island.
You got it, Captain. Driving to the desert island.
Hey, they're actually taking us out to sea. Maybe they do know where they're going.
Hitting turbo booster.
Don't do that!
Hitting double turbo booster!
Don't do that!
Does this thing go any faster?
Sure it does! Mega turbo booster!
We are really moving!
Like a rocket!
Powering down turbos!
This is getting boring. Can we go home now?
But we haven't found the desert island yet.
Sure we have. It's right there.
That does look like a sandbank that leads to the surface. Maybe we did find the desert island.
You mean we found the desert island. The otters found it.
Hey, look, it's a sandwich.
I love sandwiches.
They're eating my lunch.
Take us to the surface, Atlas.
Taking us up. Opening hatch.
It's the desert island, and there's Stan the Seal.
Hi, Stan.
Oh, thank goodness you found me. I was trying to get away from all that noise at the Seal Cove, but I got very lost. Now I'm stuck on this desert island. It's incredibly boring.
We're here to help.
What I'd really like to do is go back home. Can you help a guy out?
We can. Hop on in. We'll give you a ride.
Inside the submarine? I've always wanted to go inside a submarine. Can I drive?
What is it with sea creatures and driving today?
We'd prefer if you didn't drive.
I can definitely drive. Come on aboard.
Stan just jumped right into the sub.
Hey, Stan, watch this. We can drive.
Back into the sub, fast.
Close hatch.
What's this thing do?
Don't touch that!
Hit it again!
Hitting it again!
Party on the submarine!
Have a sandwich, Stan. They're free.
This is bananas!
Where are the bananas?
I want a banana!
What a day we're having! Two otters and a seal are driving our submarine and eating our lunch! You just never know what's going to happen in the Pflugerville Ocean!
Mega Turbo!
Don't touch that!
Go, kid, go!
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Weren't you been daring?